This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Joining us now is Katie Henriksen. Monday through Friday, she's the host of Note. And today, she is host of Sunday Symphony. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, fundraiser is over. The election has passed. Things are somewhat quiet.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, right. I mean, holidays are approaching, but do you give us something quiet tonight?
There's two symphonies tonight that I have planned. One from Henryk Gorecki. His symphony number 3, opus 36, it says Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. It might be his most well-known work. And then another really actually well-known work, probably Dvorak's most listened to symphony. It's his Symphony number 9 in E minor, From the New World. And about that subtitle, you know, we've talked before about how a lot of things get named. The composer doesn't make that name. Well, in this case, Dvorak did name it that because he wrote it when he was in the United States.
So From the New World.
So it was inspired by a lot of
by
things
coming to the New World.
In the United States, right, when he was here. So,
The Gorecki, based on the title there, the subtitle, would indicate a quieter symphony. Sorrow?
It's pretty tragic and sad and depressing, but beautiful. In a beautiful way.
Right. I understand.
So is the Dvorak, is it more upbeat because he's excited to be in America?
Dvorak's kind of known as a really lush, romantic composer, and this is very much in that style. It's really dramatic, and it's got a lot of flavors of the United States. I mean, he listened to folk music in the United States, and so it's kind of borrowing on music that he wasn't used to borrowing on because he was from Europe.
So two symphonies tonight.
And I might have to. I have a little bit of wiggle room, so if I find a shorter one, I might plug in a shorter one. Otherwise, I'll just find some other awesome music to put in there.
So it doesn't have to be a symphony.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Sometimes the math just doesn't quite work out.
I got
like 22 minutes left. I'm like, I can't find a symphony that's 22 minutes.
So I actually had that thought before we started this conversation, how you time that. So you answered a question I didn't vocalize.
You're psychic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, guys.
Tonight at 7.
That's right.